So how did you feel the first time you read the script?
Well, it was really exciting because the producers, Matthew Foster and Kathleen Foster, a cute Australian married couple, they're amazing. They handed the script to me, and it was their love, their choice, and they then tapped me to direct it. And so I was given it completely blindly. I didn't know anything about it. And when I read it the first time, I instantly fell for it because it's intriguing. There's mystery. It's a relationship drama. And it kind of makes you sweat. There are some really well-drawn characters and great opportunities for actors to build character into the skeletons that Andrew Bottle laid as well. So I was very, very excited the first time I read it, ready to sink my teeth in.
So considering that, it sounds like you need a really good cast to pull this all off. So you want to just tell us about the cast?
Yeah, actually, I'd love to. It is, as I said, it's an Australian play, the cast is Matthew Foster and Kathleen Foster and a lovely actress named Laura Iris Hill, and an American actor, Michael Poynan, who has been working diligently on his Australian dialect to keep up with the native speakers. And he's actually doing two different Aussie dialects in the play, and they're all very strong. And they each are... Matt Foster is a great understated, he's the kind of guy, when he speaks on stage, you want to go hug him and comfort him. he's got a real warmth about him, and mm-hmm. you want to save him. He's that kind of really good, those kinds of guys. And he's playing three different characters in the show. And then Kathleen, she's playing two characters, and she's got a real vulnerability about her and an amazing, this sweet instrument. She's been given, you want to hug them both, really. but she gets to play these very vulnerable women, two different kinds of vulnerable women, too, which I think is an interesting challenge for an actress. And then Laura is... so strong, and she's got one of the best theatrical voices that I've heard. She's got a beautiful Melbourne accent, and it's beautiful. It's like the kind of Australian dialect that it's just perfect. It has a lovely sound to it. They have a really strong voice and really great choices. And Michael, is my life partner, and I have worked with him. I can't even count how many times now. We work very well together as director and actor, and he's an emotional powerhouse, and he gets to play two very strong, one's a cop and one is a detainee, and they're very vastly different guys, and he's doing a great job with both of them. So it's been it's a very exciting cast, and I sort of got to hand pick a couple of them, and it's fun. They're great.
How do you want people to feel when they leave the theater?
I think that this play will be fun for the audience to stitch together, kind of because it moves backward and forward in time. So, and sideways and somersaults, it is in kind of a pulp fiction sort of way. Mm-hmm. It goes backwards and forwards, so it makes the audience feel smart because they've been able to thread these storylines together. So I'm hoping that the audience feels that in the end that they came away figuring out the mystery and excited that that it made them feel smart. It's one of my favorite kinds of films. The things where you're like, oh yeah, that guy's name was mentioned, or that thing that guy did back in Act 1, oh my gosh, they're talking about it in Act 2, oh my god, that's that guy. You know, so it's a really fun plot where you, if you're listening, it's very rewarding, you know? So that's my hope. It's my friendly hope.
Is that your favorite element of the production, or is there something else that you kind of, when you're watching them perform, or if you're reading through the script, you're like, oh, that's so good.
It's so good. Well, you know, other than the structure, which I love the structure because I love what the audience will take out of it. But their speaking in tongues also, I believe, refers to, at least, mostly in the first act, the actors speak together, they speak in tandem, a lot of their lines. There'll be two scenes going on at the same time with the same exact words, but all four actors have different intentions, so different results come out of the scene. So it's, other than the obvious, we've talked about it being sort of like an opera with no singing, because there are two voices speaking the same words at the same time, and then another one will leap in and take the end of that sentence to make the beginning of another sentence. So it's like choral work, mm-hmm. a lot of it, and I think that has been a particular challenge for the actors, and they're enjoying it, but it is, you know, frustrating to memorize. Sure. Kind of glad I don't have to do it. But, you know, it's very, it's cool. It's like a puzzle. We compare it to a puzzle or to a quilt or to the opera with no singing. It has so many different elements that are coming together at the same time because there's all this speaking over each other. So that aspect is also very exciting in addition to the structure. It's also, it's really great character work. Like I said earlier, there's an element to it that seems like open scenes where anything can happen with the proper backstory built in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've really, you know, not, unless you're in acting school, you don't get to do that kind of open scene work in normal plays. This one is sort of built, so you get to do a lot of that homework yourself, and the more you do, the richer the characters become, and it's not all laid out for you. Bovell, the playwright, did not, he doesn't give you a timeline, and this thing moves, like, backwards and forwards, and we had to sit down, and three of us made timelines of the play for everyone, and they were all three different things, ways that it could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to make these really bold, decisive choices to tell the story as a whole. So I don't know, that whole structure of it is really fun.